Hello and welcome to this Royal College of Physicians podcast on the RCP Chief Registrar Programme. This podcast will be brought to you in three parts, and you will hear from two alumni Chief Registrars, Will, myself, and Lily, talking about our Chief Registrar year and the experiences we had on the programme.
My name is Lily. I am an emergency medicine registrar based in North East London, and I did my Royal College of Physicians Chief Registrar post in Newham Hospital, which is in deepest, darkest East London. That's not where you were, Will.
No. So my name's Will. I was also a Chief Registrar in the 2019-2020 year. I'm an immunology reg, which is right at the other end, niche specialty sort of area. And I did my Chief Registrar year up in the Midlands in University Hospitals Birmingham, and I was based mainly at Heartlands Hospital. So again, we were both in very large trusts with multiple sites.
Yes, because I suppose although I was at a district general hospital for my Chief Reg post, the trust that I was in is spread across, I think, at least four sites, possibly five. There are a lot of them in any case.
I guess we should say why we're here today. So we've taken over the Royal College of Physicians RCP podcast to talk a little bit about the Chief Registrar programme. And hopefully over the next, in our conversation, we'll go through why we think it's such a great programme and why people should really consider applying. So where should we start?
Well, I suppose we can start off by talking about exactly where we were in our training before we started the post. Both of us are higher trainees, but I suppose, you know, everyone knows what an emergency medicine registrar does, but I'm guessing that not many people know what you do on a day-to-day basis.
That's true. So a brief bit of background. So in clinical immunology, I came from a background from general medicine. So it's a specialty that combines both general medicine training, where you go through what used to be CMT, it's now IMT, do your MRCP, and then you come into a role in the specialty where you're split between the clinical world and the pathology world, and you do exams on the pathology side as well. So I had come up to Birmingham in 2017 and started my specialist training. And when I got to ST4, it was at the end of ST4 that I applied to the Chief Registrar program, because you have to be, it's open to anyone ST4 and above at the moment. And I think my background was that I had moved to this very specialist area, having come from a general medicine background. My specialty itself is one where it crosses a lot of borders, so you sit very much between pathology and the clinical world, and I saw the Chief Registrar program initially as a real opportunity to kind of engage back with the wider hospital and the acute side of the trust, and kind of build that back in. So that was a little bit of my background.
Yes, but I'm very different in the sense that, you know, as a working in emergency medicine, everyone in the hospital tends to know who you are because you give them work. So sometimes they're not so keen on that, understandably, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning, but there you go. And you know, like you, I applied after I finished my ST4 year. And one of the things in emergency medicine is that they are very conscious of the fact that, you know, you do quite a lot of leadership and management as part of your job, but we don't actually have any formal training in it. And one of the things that the Chief Registrar programme does offer is exactly that. And I wanted to get better at it, essentially, because a well-led emergency department is a great place to be. And I suppose I wanted to be part of that and also part of the wider hospital as well. You can become very insulated. You know, even when you are so visible, you can become, you know, it's very much sort of us and them in the emergency department. And it was very nice to be able to be more in contact with my other colleagues across the hospital and, you know, build those relationships, which is very important, especially in the district general hospital. When, you know, when it's busy, everyone just has to muck in.
And I think thinking about it, so as once you join the program, you're obviously part of a very broad network of RCP chief registrars across the country. And I think one thing that's important to highlight, which I guess my speciality background is evidence for, is that it is open to anyone from any speciality. And so what you end up with as you go through the year is this network of people from all different backgrounds. But I think the thing that unites us is this desire to really build leadership experience and understanding, because, you know, I think that's part of where the program came from initially, is this recognition that as we go through our training, we get all this clinical immersion and we're all, you know, clinically, we're all, you get that exposure, that immersion as you go through your specialist training. But with leadership, you often, people in the past would get to consultants and you then just have to work it out, just pick it up as you went. I think that's one of the things that really appealed to me about this, is really building in leadership from the beginning of specialist training, particularly in being in a trust that, you know, in both our cases was a very large trust with a very, I guess, large and well-established management. But equally, other people are based in smaller hospitals with a more local management, maybe just of one hospital. And I think the role fits really well in any of those settings.
I would totally agree, and particularly for, you know, somebody who's going to be entering, you know, the role of a consultant within a few years, it comes up surprisingly quickly, I think, once you enter higher specialist training. And, you know, there is a lot of anxiety, I think, about stepping up into that role, because, yeah, no one tells you, you know, no one gives you a book and says this is what you need to do. You sort of have to figure it out as you go along, which only adds to the stress of starting in that kind of role.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, just thinking back to why I originally applied as well, I think another thing to highlight is the fact that the role is designed to give you protected time. And thinking about it over the last few days about what my motivation was right at the beginning, I think it's worth just dwelling a little bit on the fact that we live in this age where quality assurance and quality improvement is such a growing area, and it's so important in what we do day to day. But I think, like many people, when I'd gone through CMT and IMT and earlier bits of my training, you know, the quality improvement things that you have to tick off are there, but you never get that recognized time to really immerse yourself in it. And it was definitely one of the pulls, I think, early on to have a program which gave you the space to develop yourself and also think about what projects you were going to do. And that was a real pull for me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the RCP Chief Registrar Programme podcast. If you're interested in finding out what a typical day as a Chief Registrar entails and what to expect in the role, check out our next episode. Also, don't forget you can find out more about the Chief Registrar role on the RCP website.